Twin Falls did not receive enough signatures to get on the ballot in November. But the person leading that petition says that issue is not going away soon. Frankie Barnhill has more.
Supporters of the measure needed nearly 4,000 signatures to put it on the ballot in Twin Falls County. According to the recorder's office, fewer than 1,000 signatures were turned in by yesterday's 5 o'clock deadline. Rick Martin has led the effort. He takes responsibility for not meeting the signature standard, but he says the ballot initiative did succeed in mobilizing people concerned about the College of Southern Idaho's refugee resettlement program.
Our local issue is that we have way too many refugees. Local people can't even afford entry-level rents for housing apartments. It's got our college off track.
The college's longtime refugee resettlement program came under scrutiny last year over fears of radicalized Muslims potentially being sent to Twin Falls. Martin says there's no way to be sure refugees from Middle Eastern countries like Syria haven't been radicalized. He says despite the failure to gather signatures, the next step will be to elect college trustees who will halt the resettlement program this fall. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.